time for this.
Guess who's back?
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's Leatherhead this morning? Sunny?
It's sunny and it's very, very hot.
Yeah, do you like the heat?
Very hot. No, I don't at all, John.
No, it's been a bit hard, hasn't it, to do anything? I mean, there's been a lot of sweating going on with me. So how do you deal with the heat then? What do you do to cool yourself down and stop yourself getting affected by it?
I put a fan on.
Okay, it's always good to have a fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got one of those big fans? Those like tower ones, or what sort of fans have you got?
Yeah, I've got a tower one.
Oh, there you go.
They're very good.
I've got two fans. One little tower one. I've got like a posh fan as well. So they definitely have been working overtime this week. I think it's cooling down from what Simon was saying. Going into next week.
Yes, he was saying that for next week. I've been listening.
Yeah, so that's good news. Yeah. So what have you been up to then, Shay?
Well, I've been out and about for a walk and in the pub with the friends, of course. So I've been doing that.
Ooh, what's been happening in the pub then? What gossip have you got for us?
Not a lot, really. Just general sit down with meeting people and everything. So it was good.
That's good. That's always good. In fact, this month is Friendship Month, so I think that's really important, isn't it?
That's good.
Yeah, it's really important to have friends and people you can just meet up with and people that you can just know that they're there for you. I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to be up to today, then, John?
I'm not sure yet. Actually, I've probably got some housework to do, but I'm wondering if it's going to be too hot, and I'm thinking I might use that as an excuse to get out of it.
Good,
rock and roll. I might head down to Leatherhead because I know something special is happening in Leatherhead at the fire station today, isn't it, Shay?
That's right, and you might be seeing yours truly.
Oh no, okay. What are you going to be dressed up as a fireman or something, Shay?
Definitely not, but you might be seeing yours truly. Which would be good.
That's tempting. Yeah. So what's happening at Leatherhead Fire Station then?
It's their big open day.
Ah, so chance to hang out with the firemen, see some fire engines.
Yeah, speak to the firemen about what they do and everything. Mm. They put a tremendous job on, which they're very, very good, firemen and women.
Yeah, absolutely. This is important as well. It's firefighters, I think, is the politically correct term. So firemen, firewomen.
Yeah.
And, I know that these sort of events, they give you demonstrations on how to stay safe, and avoiding, do a chip pan demonstration, what to do if your chip pan catches fire, and that sort of thing.
That's right, yeah. I've never seen one of those, so that'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Nice day for it in Leatherhead. So that's, I think that's on from 11 onwards, so you'll be getting down there shortly. So what else is happening then? Does the fact that you're going to the fire station today, hanging out of the fire crew, does that mean you don't get Sunday roast today?
Oh, I'll get Sunday roast, definitely, because it finishes at 3 p.m.
Oh, so it's going to be late Sunday roast, a bit later than planned.
Well, normally I have my Sunday roast about 3 o'clock anyway.
Okay. So you've got it all planned. Yeah. You've got your weekend completely planned to an inch of its life, haven't you?
Yeah.
Love it. So what else is happening then? What are you going to be up to over the coming days into next week?
Well, next week I've got normal support next week. So I've got that. And, I've got various different people coming in. Tuesday, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing, but I'll keep you posted about that.
We usually meet up for coffee morning on Tuesday.
We usually do, but I don't think we'll be doing that for a couple of weeks because the lady who takes me is in Turkey.
Oh, okay. What's she doing over there? Yeah. She got a bit lost.
No, she's not again. Got a bit lost. We better say hello to Cindy.
Yeah, go on then.
Having a lovely time in Turkey. Like, say hello to Cindy. I'm missing you.
Do you think Cindy's going to be tuned in this morning on a Sunlander in Turkey?
Oh, I think so.
Oh. Hi, Cindy, if you're listening.
There we are. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to see her putting her cocktail down, saying, oh, hello, John and Shay.
That's it, and then in a couple of weeks, John is going to be working on another radio station, which I think We can't.
Yeah, I mean, this is Surrey Hills Radio, where you are their first visually impaired presenter, which is amazing. And you've asked me to kind of help you push the buttons and do stuff over there for that. So that's going to be interesting, because you have some specialist equipment to help you do that, don't you? Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have what is called it's a little box that's got a green button on the top. I only use one button, and then what the person has to do, they have to set everything up on the computer for me.
I mean, that's amazing.
And I'll press that button.
Yeah. It's amazing that you can, you know, you're able to, you know, have that sort of technology to help you to do a radio show. It's really good. I've listened as well, and it does sound really good what you do through the years with Shay. So what do you do on that?
Well, I'd play a variety of music and write a variety of songs. And yeah, so it's a bit of fun. Mm. You know, we have a little bit of fun. We have a bit of a chat, you know.
That's nice. There you go. I can imagine you'll be really good at that. So that's on Surrey Hills Radio every other Monday, isn't it? What time?
That's 2 till 3.
There you go.
So we have a 2 till 3 to have a bit of fun and, yeah.
Nice.
And it'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be nice to work with you, though, John. So it'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. I'm interested to see the technology and the buttons and the big box thing and how you do it. It'll be really interesting. Of course, yes. I'm conscious we're plugging another radio station. But I think in community radio, you know, we all kind of work together, really. You know, community radio stations often staffed by volunteers. And I think we are stronger together. So, you know, there's no problem with mentioning what's happening over on other radio stations. I think people are doing amazing things in radio, aren't they?
They are, yeah, and I think it's the way forward. Like, people, you know, if you want to do radio, like, it's anybody could do it, really.
I think, yes, anyone. I mean, it's very accessible, and I think it's just a little bit of understanding, and, you know, you can go a long way, and you can. And how does it feel to be doing a radio show? How does that feel for you?
Well, at the start of it, like everything else, it can be a little bit nerve wracking to start off with, but you get used to it.
Yeah, no, of course, and
you do get used to it.
And you must be very proud of what you're achieving as well with it.
Definitely, my father would have been proud of me if he had been alive, because you know, he would have been really proud of me. My cousin is actually really proud that I'm doing this, because she said to me, my cousin, Shay, you should ought to be a DJ because you like your music.
But there you go, you made it happen, and this is just brilliant. So, you know, really congratulations on that. And I think community radio is brilliant, particularly in a world where the BBC is, you know, going more regional, national. Local commercial radio is kind of non-existent at the moment with the loss of Eagle Radio and stuff. So actually, community radio, it gives people opportunities, and it's not just about, you know, from a listener's point of view, but there's so many things that you can learn from radio as well, Shay. You know, confidence, and help you, you know, build, grow, and learn skills in your life.
That's right, yeah. And like with us, like every year they have a volunteer day, and it's nice that, you know, I've said now, like, you can volunteer for stuff, you know.
Absolutely. So there you go.
Yeah.
A real success story there, Shay, I think. And I'm looking forward to sort of working with you on that. But you have a brilliant time at the Fire Station Open Day. Don't get up to too much mischief, Shay. I know what you're like.
No.
I mean...
Well, you've only known me a couple of months, John, but that's, you know what get up to.
Yeah, I tried to think what you get up to. Yeah, stay away from the hoses, Shay. Don't start squirting everyone with hose as they walk in. I know it's a hot day, but you know.
You got to stay away from the hose because they're great big hoses.
I know. They can be quite painful if you get hit by a big jet of water there. But anyway, have fun with that. Enjoy your roast later. And we're going to play a song for you. You've chosen a good song, actually. What have you chosen?
I've chosen a song called Hot in the City because it is absolutely boiling over here.
See what you've done
really
there.
It's really hot, and it's for people that don't like, they can't sort of cope with the heat, and I'm one of these sort of people, really.
Okay, would you like to introduce it? Seeing as you're a DJ as well, you know, I'll hand it over to you. You can introduce your song.
Well, live on Radio Woken, we've got a song called Hot in the City. So, everybody, have a lovely day, and we'll talk again next Sunday on the Lara Show.
There you go. Oh, true professional there, Shay. Thank you, and we'll catch up soon.
That, How was that, John?
That was amazing. Definitely a 10 out of 10 for me. It's a yes for me. Yeah. Speak to you soon, Shay. Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye, Shay. Oh. Shay in Leatherhead there. Great choice of song. Billy Idol, Hot in the City at 90 minutes.